Hello there. This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. You're listening to Hospital Radio for Northumberland and North Tyneside. That was Andrea Bocelli singing the final verse of Angels We Have Heard on High. And at the close of our programme, we'll hear a longer version of this carol with slightly different words, Angels from the Realms of Glory. But this chorus leads us directly onto our theme today, which is Come Just As You Are, Come and Worship. The song says, Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing over the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains, Gloria in Excelsis Deo. What lovely words to begin and close our programme today, with an invitation from the angels to us this morning to worship and glorify Christ, our newborn King. On this first Sunday following Christmas Day, our reading is taken from Luke chapter 2, verses 15 to 21, in which we focus upon the experience of the shepherds on the night that Jesus was born. The Old Testament reported a few sightings of angels to one or two significant leaders in the past, but now at the time of Jesus' birth, angels began appearing all over the place to very ordinary people. And on this very special night, Luke tells us that there wasn't just one angel, but a whole host of them appearing to the shepherds, singing glory to God in the highest. Here's Luke 2, beginning to read at 15. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us. So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. Our next Christmas carol is one of my favourites. It's an ancient traditional Irish carol dating from the 12th century perhaps. People think more likely the 16th century. But it begins with these words. Good people all, this Christmas time, consider well and bear in mind what our good God for us has done in sending his beloved Son. It's the Wexford Carol with Alison Krauss and a famous cellist called Yo-Yo Mama.
Good people all, this Christmas time, consider well and bear in mind what our good God for us has done in sending his beloved Son. With Mary holy we should pray to God with love this Christmas day in Bethlehem. Near Bethlehem did shepherds keep their flocks of blame. God's angels did appear, which put the shepherds in great fear. Prepare and go, the angel said, to Bethlehem. Be not afraid, for there you'll find this happy morn, a princely babe, sweet Jesus born. With thankful heart and joyful mind, the shepherds ran this babe to find. And as God's angel had foretold, they did our Savior Christ behold.
The shepherds themselves have so much to teach us. That's why I'm focusing on them today. They were poor and most likely rough men and uneducated. Yet God sent his angels to them, blessing them above anyone else in the city that night. They were probably simple folk like us, living simple lives. They didn't need any professional qualifications, no university degrees to keep watch over their sheep. They were not too busy to listen to angel voices in the night. Nor were they too superior or haughty to visit a rough stable in the dead of night. God had gifted them in a special way with silent moments and a watchful awareness, keen eyes and freshness of mind, and a willingness to serve and obey, gifts that most proud people don't possess. Here's another beautiful song, again by Alison Krauss and Yo-Yo Mama, called Simple Gifts. I'm sure you'll recognise the tune. Once more, we have beautiful lyrics. 'Tis the gift to be simple. 'Tis the gift to be free. 'Tis the gift to come down where we ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight. When true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend, we shall not be ashamed. To turn, turn will be our delight. Till by turning, turning, we come round right.
'Tis the gift to be simple, 'tis the gift to be free, 'tis the gift to come down where you ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight. When true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend, we will not be ashamed. To turn, turn will be our delight, till by turning, turning we come round right.
There was nothing self-centered about the shepherds either. They didn't want to cling to the warmth of their hillside fire. They didn't make excuses saying their job was more important. They were fully surrendered. There was nothing half-hearted about them. In fact, here were men who probably experienced more awe and wonder in their lives under the vast canopy of stars in the heavens than those who were religious in their places of worship. And rather like fishermen at sea who go about their business in fear of their lives and at the mercy of the wind and waves, here were men who knew they could suddenly come face to face with death, fighting off voracious animals on the prowl. Did God send his angels to them because they were highly favoured too, for the purity of their heart and their respect and fear of him? Here from King's College, Cambridge, is a beautiful song called It Came Upon the Midnight Clear.
Thank you.
and man at war with man hears not the love song which they bring. O hush the noise, ye men of strife, and hear the angels sing. A rare peace actually reigned in Bethlehem at the time when Jesus was born, a peace we rarely experience in our world today. Would that we all could hush the noise as people of strife and listen to what God has to say to us. What does God ask of us? We find out when we listen in stillness, when we pray for his guidance, and when we truly move at the urging of his Spirit as he guides our lives each day. A whole day can magically fall into place like a perfect jigsaw when we allow God to reign and rule in our lives. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 30, verse 20, how gracious God will be when you cry for help. As soon as he hears, he will answer you. Although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, your teachers will be hidden no more. With your own eyes you will see them. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way. Walk in it." So what does God ask of us? The final verse of our next carol gives us a clue. See if you can guess who it is who sings this version of In the Bleak Midwinter.
In the bleak midwinter, frosty winds made moan. Earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone.
I'll put you out of your misery, shall I? That was Susan Boyle, a Scottish singer who once appeared as a contestant on Britain's Got Talent in April of 2009. Like the Shepherds, she seemed at the time the most unlikely candidate for acclaim, but now she has international fame, again like the Shepherds, and there she gives the answer to my question today. What does God ask of us? He asks for our hearts to be filled with love, not only for him, but for our fellow people. We are asked to give our whole hearts. And so the shepherds left the sheep. They left their livelihood to travel to the place where the angels told them to go. And they didn't just stroll there. They ran with enthusiasm. They ran in haste and excitement. When was the last time we knew that innocent sense of expectancy? I suppose it's much like children feel today when their parents tell them Santa's been. But there they found the child where the angels had said he was lying not in a cot or a fancy cradle, but in an animal feeding trough, a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes, and all that the angels had told them came to be. They returned to the hills in awe of their experience. They came back full of it, glorifying and praising God. But we're told they spread the word first and told everyone they met in the city, and everyone was amazed. Here's King's College Choir, Cambridge, singing Love Came Down at Christmas. We best give our hearts in today's world with such uncertainties ahead of us. Let's just listen to words from a sermon preached at the beginning of this year by the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, who said, "If we're welcoming to those in need, if we're generous in giving, if we take hold of our new future with determination and courage, then we will flourish. Living well together despite our differences, offering hospitality to the stranger and those in exile, with unshakable hope for the future. These are the gifts, the commands and the promises of Jesus Christ. They're also the foundations of our best shared values, traditions and practices in Britain. They make us the country we can be, a gift and source of confidence to this troubled world, in which we live not only for ourselves, but as a beacon of hope, a city set on a hill." A lady called Minnie Haskins, in her poem God Knows, writes these lovely words to end our programme today. "And I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, give me a light, that I may tread safely into the unknown. And he replied, go out into the darkness, and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than light, and safer than a known way. So I went forth, and finding the hand of God, trod gladly into the night, and he led me towards the hills and the breaking of day in the lone east.
Lead kindly, light amid the encircling gloom. Lead thou me on.
And so we pray, Lord God, Lord, after all you have done for me, what would you have me do for you? I'd like to leave you now with a glorious carol. David Archuleta and Peter Holland singing Angels from the Realms of Glory. This was our opening hymn today in a different form, but may I wish you all a happy and hope-filled new year. Bye for now.
Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. Ye who sing creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth.